USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum explains why we are seeing lower placement and marketing numbers.
Turns for feedlot operators have been very, very poor. Most of them have been experiencing quite significant losses, and they're just unwilling or unable to pay the kind of prices that were needed to bring feeder calves into the feedlots. Conversely, cow-calf operators or backgrounders, those who are holding the cattle on grass prior to placement, had sufficient supplies of forage and were not in a very large hurry, apparently, to sell those cattle to the feedlot operators at lower prices.
Shagum talks about the weights of cattle that went into feedlots during October.
An interesting point, again, is when we look at the weight breakouts of the cattle placed on feed during October, all weight categories were down with the exception of those cattle which weighed more than 800 pounds. So again, there's a lot of cattle which are heavy, which have been sitting on grass, which are available to come into the feedlots. And just very slow placements, largely because we're looking at very, very bad returns for the feedlot operators.
And by the way, the marketing numbers are the lowest for October since the series began back in 1996. And when it comes to prices, fed steers are now averaging $123 a hundredweight. That compares to prices in the 160s a year ago.